In the muddy trenches of northern France, 100 years ago, this was one of the songs that led troops into battle.
My grandfather fought in World War I in the Royal Scots Highlanders, and his younger brother, same battalion, was killed in World War I, and his name was John Andrew Barclay, and I'm named after him. My grandfather was just a young 18, 19-year-old kid.
He was shot in the chest and walked miles to a field hospital. Part of his left lung had to be removed, and he couldn't play the pipes again. But he taught his children and grandchildren.
I've learned from my grandfather and my father, who was taught by my grandfather, how sacred these traditions that are carried on from that war to end all wars, and how important it was, and the sacrifices that so many of his friends, most of the friends from his neighborhood that went off to battle, did not come back. He was the lucky one.
This was a World War I tunic that the pipers would wear.
2,500 pipers were a critical part of the Great War.
They were ordinary men put in extraordinary circumstances.
Ian Williams says more than 1,000 pipers were killed or wounded over the course of the war.
And that's primarily because the pipers were the first to lead the men over the top. They were tasked with almost the impossible. They were asked to go out and inspire the troops, to remind them of the home they left behind, but also the future they hoped to shape.
Yeah, if we can face this way.
Williams and Barclay are with this group practicing when the battle's o'er.
Oh, 1, 2.
Marking when the guns went silent. This is the song that pipers all over the world will play on Sunday at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month.
100 years to celebrate that, to celebrate his life, to celebrate their sacrifices is very important.
It matters to us what these pipers did, the sacrifice they made, because we are the inheritors of the freedom they paid for.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.